time for the upside, a look at people and groups around Windsor Essex who have been a positive influence, and something great is happening out in Amherstburg. The town's getting ready to show off a couple of new amenities to encourage families and young people to get out and ride, like a skate park, skater boy, and a mountain bike trail as well. And the big kickoff is set for tomorrow morning at the Libro Center. Heidi Bayarjan is Director of Parks, Recreation, Facilities, and Culture for the town of Amherstburg and joins us now. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. So this sounds fantastic. I love hearing when things like this are going to open. You know, because there always are people saying there's nothing for the kids. Well, you know what? This sounds like a great thing.
Thank you. And thank you for having us this afternoon. It is going to be an absolute fantastic celebration tomorrow morning at the Libro Complex out on Melosh Road in the town of Amherstburg. We're going to be celebrating the opening of the skate park. Long coming. And the trails, the mountain bike trails that WebC has been working on here for the past few months, which has been record time for a facility like that, you know, one of its kind in all of Windsor Essex for a long time. So it's exciting to see, you know, so many interested community members and the youth involved in building some of these things. Both projects have been amazing in terms of the public coming out, providing comments, and actually working with them to see these projects come to fruition. So it's going to be exciting.
Tell us some details of the mountain bike trail. I love the idea of that. You know, I love getting out on the bike on the trails. I don't usually go around on city and county roads and streets, but I love the trails. So tell me about the mountain bike trail.
So yeah, in February 2023, WebC, in particular, James Brockman, who is one of the directors leading up the initiative, came to the town and said, you know, we really, you know, we want a place where we can, you know, have trails that are provided to the community. During COVID, a lot of people were shut in, and he had this vision and this dream, and there was a place that was perfect, you know, a perfect fit for it. That particular part of the park, the Libro Park in Amherstburg, was always set aside for trail building, and, you know, he had a vision and a dream of doing mountain bike trails down the back. We looked at his vision, and he had some agreements that he looked at from other places and other towns that have done this up near Kitchener. He formulated a group. He started to do fundraising. He has over 500 hours, as well as so many volunteers put into this. And there are mountain bike trails that start up the back. There's different ages, levels, and abilities for skilled riders, for new riders. And it's a place where they can come out, you know, practice. They can, if you're just getting into it, there's something for everybody there. And it's a place where not all the trails are downhill, some are cross country. So if you just want to do a cross country trail, there's a lot of different variety there for people to get out on a bike or get out and just enjoy the outdoors.
You know, for this area, when you say hills, you know, my ears perk up and go, what? There's not a lot of that to get out on your bike on.
There isn't. And, you know, when the Libro Center was built, there was, you know, a lot of excess soil that was put there. And it's basically making use of a space that was unused for so long. So it's integrating the bike trails into the naturalized landscape. So there's a lot of elements to it. There's still a lot of trees and wildlife and things like that, that the trails are built within, kind of bridging the two together. And, you know, there's downhill trails. They actually have named all the trails after some of the old rides that were in Boblo. So they have like the Screamer, the Nightmare, the Little Dipper. And they did some research on that, and, you know, they thought it would be fun. And I said, hey, go for it. You know, so we've been working with this group now for the last 2 to 3 months. And like I said, they have so many hours, so many volunteer days of people coming out to build this. They're working with a group called Build Bright Bike Parks, a couple of professionals that actually build these types of trails. And working together with the community, they were able to come together, raise the funds, and implement this at the Libro, which is fantastic.
Wow, I love the idea of it. It sounds like so much fun, and I can only imagine kids on their bikes are going to have such a great time with that. And maybe some adults, too, are going to have a great time with that. But the other thing, too, though, of course, is a skate park. And I love to see kids on their skateboards at a skate park, you know, doing the things that they do that I go, wow, I could never do that.
Yes, absolutely. The skate park is as well, it's a multi-phased project. And we're in phase one right now, which is a skate park. So it kind of has a little bit of a past where, you know, they used to have a skate park in central Amherstburg at H. Murray Smith Centennial Park. And that was taken out of commission when the ramps were too old, and when the school got built, it got moved as a temporary location behind the hub in Amherstburg, and it's at its final place at the Libro now. So we put a pad in, and it's we've got some great elements there. We have a 3-foot half pipe, a 5-foot half pipe. We've got rails and ramps and all kinds of amenities. And we had the Canadian Ramp Company come together with the community as well, with skateboarder Julia Buckler, who is a pro skater, and Eric Favitt, a bunch of other BMX and skateboard enthusiasts, Cameron Sokolik, who have helped contribute to the design of this facility. And it was designed with the input of the community and installed. We have the first phase, which is the pad with the initial features, and then we also have planned a pump track and a concrete bowl as, you know, phases 2 and 3 to this big project. So phase 1, super exciting. The kids are really excited. It's being really well used.
Fantastic. So people can come out tomorrow with their mountain bikes, they can come out with their skateboards and get at it as soon as the after the big kickoff.
Absolutely. And the skate park, the great thing about that, it's all, you know, it's mountain bikes, it's rollerbladers, it's scooters, it's skateboards. So anybody can use it, which is great.
That is fantastic. So, well, kudos to Town Council for, you know, the thoughts of doing things for the kids and putting this all together. And, of course, it's a great area around the Libro Center, too, to be doing that.
Absolutely. This is our big sports complex in town, our sports center of excellence. We have so much here to offer, and it's really nice when the community gets involved and, you know, you can work with them to actually see some of these dreams come to fruition. And, you know, kudos to council and all of the town for supporting these recreation initiatives. COVID was, I think, really hard on the communities, and to be able to, you know, that was a time when parks were being used more than ever to get people outside, and this is a way to bring people back together. And, you know, these initiatives are just growing, which is fantastic.
It is indeed. Thanks so much, Heidi, and good luck with it.
Thank you so much. Take care.
That's Heidi Bayarjon, Director of Parks, Recreation, Facilities, and Culture with the Town of Amherstburg. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock at the Libro Center, they cut the ribbon. They go, there we go. It's a skate park and a mountain bike trail. How much fun. Get the kids out and start them out there having all kinds of fun. Make sure you take your bikes out and rollerblades and skateboards and anything else you have that moves, and get out and enjoy their new amenities.